Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
How was school?
Worst day of my life. What do you think?
I don't remember him being sick 9 times.
He was skipping school.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, today in the United States, 160,000 kids stayed home from school, not because they were sick, but because they were avoiding a bully. Frank Pretty knows how they feel. When he was growing up, a physical deformity made him a target for bullies at just about every school he attended. Well, it might seem hard to imagine that a man who could go on to sell over 12 million books used to be an easy mark for insecure and insensitive thugs at school. But thanks to God's faithfulness and the intervention of a high school PE teacher of all people, Frank Pretty got the help he needed. Now he's talking to parents and kids about his ordeal and offering help and hope to those who are being bullied and to bullies themselves. Stay with us for this very special edition of Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. In just a moment, part two of Jim's two-part conversation with Frank Peretti. We're talking about what you need to know about dealing with bullies, and Frank Peretti has a very, very powerful and moving story to share with you if you've not heard it before, or if you missed the first part of this two-part conversation. You'll want to go back to the archives at homeward.com and kind of dig around through there, or you can contact us, write to us at Homeward, P.O. Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. Include a gift of any amount in support of our ministry. We'll thank you for that tax-deductible donation by sending you a copy of the audio CD of both part one and part two of this conversation. Jim Burns and Frank Peretti. Let's start today's program right now.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is part two of an incredible conversation with Frank Peretti. We're talking about No More Bullies, which is the title of his book, No More Bullies for Those Who Wound and Are Wounded. If you were not with us yesterday, you missed an incredible, incredible conversation. As you know, Frank Peretti is a noted author, speaker. His first fiction novel, as I mentioned last time, was This Present Darkness. It appeared on Bookstore Journal's bestseller list for every month for 8 years. Now, as a person who does some writing, I am amazed. That's a most incredible message, and it's a most incredible statement about the incredible writer that Frank is. And I see people on beaches, in airplanes. I see people everywhere reading Frank Peretti books. He's just got a brand new novel out called Monster. I highly recommend that you get it. But today we're talking about No More Bullies. Frank, thank you for being back with us.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
When we talked yesterday, and I, you know, there was silence in our studio just as you began to tell your story. For those who didn't hear the story, just briefly review your story in terms of why you wrote this book, No More Bullies.
Right. Well, when I was very small, I had a physical deformity on my face and neck, cystic hygroma. It deformed my tongue and my neck. I had a very bad speech impediment. I was small and frail from hospitalization and so forth. That basically set me up for a lot of teasing, taunting, harassment, bullying, and so forth through several of the lower grades of school. And then the die was cast, even into the upper grades, because I still had a speech impediment. And I was still very shy, very afraid of people. And there are certain things about you when you're growing up that just puts a target on you, mm-hmm. and the kids know. So anyway, these are things that were never really addressed, never dealt with, the adult world of that time, and sad to say, the adult world of our time, mm-hmm. are not dealing with this.
Right.
They're shrugging it off, making excuses. I waited 50 years to talk about it, finally delivered a talk at a major youth event, which had such an impact, it led to this book.
Right. Well, you point out in the book that wounded children grow into wounded teens, and then wounded teens grow into wounded adults. What hope is there for somebody who's had that kind of an experience?
I think the first thing we got to do is get it out on the table and talk about it. I'm amazed. Well, we were all conditioned throughout our childhood not to talk about it, because right. if you talk about it, then you're snitching. Sure. You're being a tattletale.
Right.
And, of course, the bullies, they thrive on that. They know that unspoken, unwritten rule on the playground and in school. I can pick on so-and-so. I can make their life miserable, and no one's ever going to find out about
right.
it.
Right. And if you do, they almost want that, don't they? They're mean kids, so they want to egg you on. So if they
yeah.
they win, if they get extra points if you do snitch on them, or if you do try to fight back or yell back. And
it's
so a lot of kids
system.
Just get quiet, don't they?
Yeah, it's a weird system.
It is a very weird system. Emotional baggage. When a kid has been bullied, they have to carry emotional baggage into adulthood. Besides bringing it up, and you said it took you 50 years. You know, what if somebody says, you know what, I don't want to wait 50 years. You know, what do they do to get rid of some of the emotional baggage that they're carrying?
Well, these are things that I've learned as I was dealing with this. Now, giving the talk, writing the book, that was the beginning of my getting this straightened out. Now, this isn't Dr. Frank talking to you. I'm not a PhD or a shrink or anything. This is just some of the common sense nuts and bolts stuff that
sure.
I figured out. First of all, they need to understand, and this is not just a pat thing I'm saying to you. I'm going to tell you, you're not the only one. And that's not my way of saying, buck up, chin up, quit whining, it happens to everybody. No. What I mean is, most people who are bullied, harassed, and picked on feel that they're the only ones, that there is something uniquely wrong with them.
Did you feel that as a child?
Oh my, yes. Yeah.
Nobody else was getting it like you were in your mind.
Yeah, everybody else is okay and I'm not.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, we live in a fallen world. This is a sin. It is a wrong that is committed to people all the time. You happen to be one of the people that caught it.
Yeah.
But it is not because you're uniquely weird or strange or outcast. No one deserves to be treated that way. The next thing I try to tell people is, it's not your fault. I used to think it was my fault. It's easy to blame yourself. Yeah. Even little kids, if their yeah. parents are getting a divorce, they somehow blame themselves.
Absolutely. One of the major things with a divorce, kids yeah. will just blame themselves.
Yeah, it's something I did. If I would have been better, if I would have been a good boy or a good girl, and mom and dad wouldn't be splitting up. Mm-hmm. For a victim of bullying or harassment as well, it's I deserve it. Somehow they're justified in picking on me. It's because I'm small, it's because I'm ugly, because I talk funny, whatever. I just want, folks, you need to understand, all of us are different. All of us have strengths, all of us have weaknesses. Go out in public, look around. There's something weird about everybody.
Sure.
You know? It's all part of being human. Whoever is picking on you and harassing you and tormenting you, they have made a moral choice to do so. And I'll preach for a moment, they will answer to God for that, because it's wrong. Okay, the next thing I tell people is, by all means, tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody. Forget that old rule about, don't be a tattletale. You don't have to tattle. You don't have to be a snitch. But by all means, talk to somebody. Oh, and I want to make sure you understand, you do not have to believe the things they're saying about you. We just naturally tend to view ourselves through the eyes of others. And if everybody tells you, oh, you're ugly, you don't fit, you're stupid, you can't do that. If you hear that throughout your childhood, just like drilling, just like learning something, like multiplication tables over and over and over, eventually, you learn it. It becomes a part of you. And I want the folks to know, and I'm going to tell them this, there are lots of them out there right now who firmly and sincerely believe things about themselves that are not true, but they've heard it all their lives.
How do you reprogram when you've heard it all your life?
Well, and this is going to sound pat too, and I don't want it to sound pat. I'm not going to tell you, Jesus is the answer, just call on him and bam, you'll be healed. That may happen. But listen, you turn to the Lord, you trust him with your life, you start looking at yourself through his eyes. You know, I've got a little treasure I keep in the glove box of my heart. Now, you can come up with your own, but when I was a kid growing up, I couldn't throw or catch a football. And the kids would laugh at me, and all the other boys were the jocks. They could catch the football. And when someone would throw me the football, it would just hit me and bounce off. And I used to view myself through a funny little knot hole, which is what we all tend to do.
Sure.
You know, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, therefore I'm no good at all. I can't throw or catch a football. I'm no good. Well, I still trusted my life to the Lord. I didn't always understand what in the world he was doing. Lord, why did you make me such a loser? Why did you make me so inept? Why did you make me so small? But somehow, some way, through my dear parents who always encouraged me, who always were right there to bring out the strengths that I had, I want the listeners to know everyone is incompetent at something, and everyone is really good at something. You let the Lord bring that strength out of you. Well, you know, today I'm an internationally known best-selling author. The Lord has used my gifts to touch the lives of millions of people. I have a beautiful wife. I have a nice home. I play in a bluegrass band. I fly a plane. I have an instrument rating. I do a lot of wonderful things, and my life is a beautiful work of God, and I still can't throw or catch a football. That's the point I'm making.
It's a fabulous
yes,
point.
There are things you cannot do. Yes, there are faults. Yes, there are things wrong with you. We're all that way.
Right.
But God can make something of those strengths. He can bring out the beautiful things in you. Please begin by trusting him with your life.
That is an incredible statement, and you are so right. Some can throw a football, but I don't think they can write best-selling books like you. In fact, when we come back, I want to ask a personal question about your ability to write like very few I have ever seen in my entire life, and I want to know how it came to be that you could do that. And then I want to talk more about what we can do as parents, especially if we either have a wounded spirit or for our children, we already see a wounded spirit in them. But right now, we're going to take a break. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward. We're talking with Frank Peretti.
Great conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns joined on location by Frank Peretti. This is an interview that Jim and Frank recorded a couple of years ago as Frank was talking about his books Monster, which is an outstanding novel about this issue of bullying, and then the book No More Bullies, and talking about the importance of understanding what the process is like to help those who have been bullied, but also understanding what's going on in the mind of the bully, too, and wanting to reach out to both parties here. Frank gives a very comprehensive treatise of this. Homeward is here on the air and online. Because of your prayers and faithful financial support, we can tackle issues like bullying and how parents can be better informed. Because of your prayers and faithful financial support, you can give a gift online at homeward.com. If you'd like more information about how you can give a gift over the phone, you can call 800-397-9725, or you can drop a check in the mail to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693. More from Jim Burns in just a moment.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Mrs. Tucker, I'll have you know, this is not the first time Rebecca's been sent to my office.
But she's not a bully, Mr. Anderson.
Well, I've got complaints here from four other parents and a teacher that say that she is.
I just don't believe it.
Well, she's been disruptive in class. She's been picking fights.
I can't believe
Mrs. Tucker, Rebecca is an angry girl and she needs help.
There's a startling new trend in America today, and your son or your daughter might be caught up in it. The Committee for Children found that 78% of 3rd through 8th graders had been bullied in the previous month. Makes me wonder, who's doing the bullying? Well, the reality is that it could be your son or your daughter. If your son or your daughter has been bullying other classmates, be mindful of the fact that there are probably a number of issues that he or she is facing and simply doesn't know how to deal with. That's where you come in. Seek professional counseling and do it immediately. I'm Jim Burns. Ready to help at homeward.com. Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Frank Peretti, and we're talking about No More Bullies. You've probably read a Frank Peretti book, possibly a novel. I remember my first time I was introduced to Frank Peretti, didn't have a clue who he was, but I read This Present Darkness in a day. And today, This Present Darkness continues to be a seller, along with so many others. The latest fiction is Monster, and I suggest you get a copy of that, too. Now, we were talking about writing, Frank, and you have become an internationally acclaimed author. Millions of people read your books, me being one of them. And yet, I'm looking back at this boy who's in the gym class who's getting made fun of. You know, that's usually not the kid who's going to become this international author. How did it come to be that you developed this writing skill?
Well, I think God just meant me to be a writer from the beginning, because even when I was a little kid, I was drawing comics, I was telling stories, I never missed the old Disneyland show.
When you started writing, that your first novel was going to become a major success, the top of the world?
Well, I couldn't imagine what was going to happen to it. I only knew I had to write it.
Mm-hmm.
That was, boy, back in 1978 to 1983 is when I wrote that book. It took me 5 years.
It took you 5 years to write that novel.
I was working and pastoring at the time and struggling, trying to figure out what I was supposed to do with my life. But it really boiled down to every time I asked the Lord, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? What do you want of me? The only thing I really knew for sure was I was supposed to write that book.
Right.
So I put it aside a couple times, but I kept coming back to it because I only felt at peace and felt like I was right with myself and with God when I was writing. So after being a carpenter and a preacher and a printer and a musician and who knows what else, struggling, trying to do all kinds of different things, I finally homed in on being a writer and decided that's what I'm supposed to do. I was about 35 or so when I finally made up my mind what I was supposed to do.
Barbara's here in the studio with us. She is beautiful. You've written these wonderful books. You can do all this great stuff now. Do you ever look back and say, boy, I wish these bullies would know me now?
Well, you know, that's kind of a tragedy, as a matter of fact, when you think about it. There are two kinds of bullies. One kind of bully is the bully who bullies because he feels such inadequacy or pain in his own life. His home life is a wreck, or he's a bad student, or he feels inadequate. He has to bolster himself by picking on somebody to feel like he's superior. The other kind of bully is a person who's very successful, who's very popular, good athlete, good student, whatever. But generally, this bully falls in with a gang of other successful types, and it just becomes kind of a gang thing. Male or female, it works both. Both sexes will do it.
Oh, absolutely. My daughter has what I call mean girls around her, and they're these girls, and they're beautiful girls, and they come from, you know, fairly neat homes, but they're just, at times, mean to her, and Kathy and I don't understand it, and sometimes I've gone from everything to saying, I want to go talk to these girls, and, you know, I'm going to talk to their dads, to, you know, I just simply don't get it, and yet we see it all the time, and whenever I talk about that, then people, as you say, it starts coming out of the woodwork of people saying, well, my children have the same kind of things. What would you say to the adult who's listening who says, you know what, I have had a wounded spirit, and Frank Peretti is very courageous because he's been willing to talk about it. I really haven't been willing to talk about it. It's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my life. What would you suggest to them?
Well, we're up against this attitude that belittles, that just shrugs this off. And that first hurdle is to find somebody who cares and will actually listen to you. And get it out. Start talking about it. Because you're never going to get a handle on it. It is going to rule your life until you get a handle on it and start addressing it. That's what worked for me. I finally decided to talk about it and write a book about it. And that did work.
Right. What if you see bullying taking place someplace? You're an adult. You see some other kids bullying on some kid. What do you do?
Be an adult. Intervene.
Yeah.
A lot of kids have never been told it's wrong.
Right.
They've just never been taught that it's wrong.
Right.
If you saw somebody stealing, you'd probably do something. If you saw somebody breaking a window, you'd probably do something. When someone is bullying someone, there is a wrong being committed. And that you need, as an adult, to intervene on that.
How do you obey God's command to not be bitter in this situation and at the same time accept the fact that, you know, this has been a wrong where I have been offended?
I don't have a real easy answer for that because I've had to deal with that myself.
Sure.
Forgiveness, you've got to find it. Walk with God and pray about that. Well, like I tell people, as long as you harbor bitterness, that bully still has control of your life.
Is that amazing? That's a great statement.
They're not even around. They're not even thinking about you, but they still have the power to take away your joy.
Right. They've forgotten Frank Peretti in the gym class, but Frank Peretti hasn't forgotten them.
Yeah, and up till I got that off my chest and started dealing with it, they still had the power to tear me down, to make me timid, to make me afraid of situations, to turn away from risks, to doubt my own abilities. It's an amazing power that stays with you if you harbor that bitterness, if you still believe what they said about you, if you play the role they want you to play.
Right. And a lot of people play that role for all of their life, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, when you wrote the book, No More Bullies, people started writing to you, and when you'd talk about it, people would come up to you. What's an encouraging story that happened through the process of building a relationship? When you write a book, obviously you put it on paper, computer now, but somebody reads it and it transforms them, it helps them. Give me an encouraging story.
I could say in a general sense that it sounds so simple, but just the fact that someone wrote a book about it,
right,
and has basically granted them permission,
right,
or a license or whatever to confront this issue in their own lives. Right. Hey, that happened to me too, and I can talk about it, and it's okay. That's generally how it works. The letters always are a story of how they were tormented, and
right,
a lot of it is just bleeding. They just need to bleed.
Right.
They
maybe it's the first time they talk.
Yeah, and but that's the first step.
Right. Well, that's incredible. Well, thank you. You know what? I'm glad you don't throw a football all that hot, because if you threw a football all that hot, you wouldn't have been perhaps a person who wrote the kind of books that you've written and said the kind of words you've said. So thank you for being with us. It has been a very pleasant honor for us to have you with us, Frank Preti.
Thank you very much.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with best-selling author Frank Peretti here on the Homeward Broadcast. If you've ever enjoyed one of his novels, This Present Darkness, Piercing the Darkness, Prophet, the list goes on. Some of the stories he's written for kids, for example, he has a very vivid imagination, but it was kind of seared, if you will, tempered a bit by an experience of being bullied as a very young child. And he writes about that in his most recent books, Monster and No More Bullies. And we've got them up on our website today at homeward.com. As a matter of fact, if you want to check out more resources on how you can help your child who might be the victim of bullying right now, go to the articles and media section at homeward.com.
My guest today on Homeward has been best-selling author Frank Peretti. Frank's fiction novels have sold over 12 million copies, but today we've been talking about his nonfiction, real-life story called No More Bullies for Those Who Wound or Wounded. Frank has been here to help us help our kids deal with the bullies in their lives, and I think it's been a very powerful program. It seems like only a few kids make it through school today without ever being bullied. The majority of kids today have at least one person who picks on their weaknesses or insecurities and seems to exploit them. Well, as a parent, I know that it can be unbelievably painful to watch your kids go through the pain of being bullied day in and day out. And if you find out that your son or your daughter is being bullied, well, let me offer a couple of suggestions that might help. First of all, when your kids tell you that they're being bullied, take them seriously. Now, often kids will wait until they can't take it anymore to tell an adult about being bullied. So if you happen to be that adult, realize the fact that your child is probably pretty desperate for help at that point. Ask good questions, take the time to listen, and don't be too quick to offer solutions just yet. Allow your child to air out all their hurt and their frustration. And once you're confident that your child has told you everything, well, ask your child what you want them to do about it. Because many times kids just want to air out their frustration. They don't want to do anything. If they do want you to do something about that bully, well, then you know that they're very close to their wit's end about the situation, because as you well know, kids won't want you to go intervene very quickly. But if they do, it's time to do it. Secondly, don't act in a knee-jerk kind of way, but do act. Reacting in a quick and emotional manner may just result in more pain and conflict for your child or for you. So take time to pray about it. Think and go outside and get some outside advice on how to respond. After you've done these things, well, develop a plan to act, and again, then do it. Don't just sit there. Do it. Frank Peretti said very clearly when I asked him, what should an adult do? He said, help that child. Well, a kid who is bullied often feels like they have no advocate. So as a parent, make sure that you are their advocate. Taking action may vary from simply committing to praying for your child about the situation on a daily basis to actually approaching teachers and the administration or parents or even the bully at times. Don't be afraid to take action if action is required. Your son or your daughter may be counting on you for help. Come alongside them. Well, helping your kids deal with bullies is not an easy task, and that's why we've prepared a couple of great resources to help you do a better job of handling the situation that you might be facing. And here's Roger with some information on how you can get those resources.
Well, it's very easy to get them. All you have to do is go to homeward.com, HOMEWORD.com, and go to the articles and media section, and then type in the word bullies, and that will give you the answers you're looking for. portal to lead you right to those resources. Also want to encourage you to sign up for our free daily online devotional. We call it our Evotional. It's a Bible verse and a nugget of encouragement from God's Word, courtesy of Dr. Jim Burns and the staff at Homeward. And having that daily time of devotion, it might be just what your child needs to kind of get back on track in terms of a faith journey experience. Also for you as parents, knowing how to pray for your kids. But the devotionals cover a wide variety of topics like marital issues and intimacy issues, and also how to help your kids, the parenting season. You can sign up for our free daily online devotional. That subscription is free when you go to homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.